called Two Zen Sicknesses. It's very complex koan, so I'm not going to go through that. But I'm going to just say what one Zen sickness is. Maybe. When you have a wonderful enlightening experience, and it lasts for a week or two, and then it starts to fade, and you keep sitting a lot so you can bring back that experience. Nothing will ever come back. Nothing ever comes back. Things only move forward. So trying to regain that experience will make you sick. We call that Zen sickness. That's just an example.
Any advice for letting go of anger? what I would say is that in order to let go of something, in order to let go of anger, for example, the main principle is we first need to be aware of it, you know. And so that's the first thing, just to, you know, often we want to skip that step and just let go of it, be done with it. So to be aware of it, and what it means to be aware of it is to really meet it, you know, to really experience it, to meet it. Sometimes if something is kind of a lightweight anger or irritation or something, it's easy enough to just note it, you know, just to see it. It's so easy to be operating under the influence of something like anger without actually realizing, oh, this is anger, I'm angry, you know. So to really see it is the first thing. And then it's like this principle of things keep coming back over and over again until we actually listen to them, you know, until we really hear it. So that's one of the amazing things about this practice. It's such a safe place, it's such a safe container, or can be a safe container, to experience all those things that we came to practice not to experience. You know, so my anger, my grief, and so to really meet it, to feel it in the body. You know, anger is something that has a, usually it has a cognitive aspect, you know, there's some story. It has an emotional aspect, and it has a physical aspect. And often the doorway, the easiest doorway is through the physical, you know, so has some expression in the body, and to find it in the body, and just be with it, and feel those sensations wherever it is, with a lot of patience, a lot of respect. Often with anger, there may be some process that was interrupted, that wasn't able to be completed. So sometimes the path through healing is to let that be completed, you know, whatever that means. So exploring that. And the principle is to just be really curious, really interested, get really familiar with it. And then the final thing I'll say, which is something I learned from Mel, which is that when you're angry with someone, you're attached to them. You know, you're kind of joined to them. It's perverse in a way, but it's like, you know, it's like the only way to, or one of the most effective ways to free oneself from that is to forgive, you know, and to let it go that way. And just one example from my life, I was on a long retreat, and the story kept coming up of this former colleague. And, you know, every time I would think of her and what she did to me, and I get angry. I had a lot of yogi mind, and I just felt really boxed in by it. So I called a friend who happened to be English, British friend. It was in the basement of Spirit Rock, you know, the laundry room, and I said, Barney, I can't stop thinking about so-and-so. And he just kind of, he chortled, if that's the right word. And he said, Max. He said, I think you can forgive her by now. And I thought, oh. You know, and it never occurred to me. And it was like, in the moment he said it, it was just gone. And when I thought about it, I think that it was one of the reasons that this story got me so much is I felt so disempowered. And through forgiveness, that empowered me somehow, you know, something like that. So anyway, that's one story.
I have if you let me do this. This is a long, long letter and complex, and I'm not going to read it to you. But I'm going to read just the end. I think it'd be okay, because it's like when you're confronted with serious options, physical pain, preventable hardship of those around us, I think that's what it says, or when complicated with acts of violence, or in, you know, all this stuff that, you know, is creates problems for us. One can go to their hara, but is there more? And can all things be contemplated and let go of? Well, I'm not sure I understand, but my response is, when I am confronted with problems of life and death and destruction and so forth, ill will, I go there and empty myself. And then my response, it's not like I don't have a response. That's where my response comes from, and it's a pure response. And then I know what to do. It's without having to tell myself, I know exactly what to do. And it always works. It's just you go to that empty place, and then a response comes up, because that's the place where responses come from, pure responses. Not tainted with ideas, although ideas are okay. That's my response.